I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says he's heard Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky may visit the White House this week amid word of an agreement on the U.S. accessing Ukraine's rare earth minerals.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to. And he would like to sign it together with me. And I understand that's a big deal, a very big deal.
Trump says an agreement to access Ukraine's rare earth minerals would be really important for U.S. taxpayers to recoup their money they've given Ukraine.
Biden was throwing money around like it's cotton candy, and it's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal. It could be whatever.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is trying against the odds to muscle a Republican budget blueprint to passage. A step toward delivering President Trump's big, beautiful bill with $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $2 trillion in spending cuts over stiff opposition from Democrats and some Republicans. House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington explains why the GOP budget plan is important to the country.
In addition, and importantly, it provides critical resources to our Commander-in-Chief to secure our borders, strengthen our military, and provide for the common defense.
With almost no votes to spare in Johnson's bare-bones GOP majority, the Speaker is fighting on all fronts, and set votes set for Tuesday may need to be postponed if there's not enough support. President Trump has jumped in to help House Speaker Johnson try to muscle a Republican budget blueprint to passage. Another $500 million would be spent toward Hurricane Helene recovery efforts in North Carolina in legislation approved unanimously by that state's House. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 159 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham has a trip to Africa on his schedule.
The popular evangelist will preach the gospel for two nights, March 8th and 9th, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Local and international Christian musicians are scheduled to perform, and a coalition of local churches is laying the groundwork, complete with evangelism efforts. Graham plans to do a lot of globetrotting in 2025. He is due to appear at the European Congress on Evangelism in Berlin and preach stadium events in the UK, Belgium, Argentina, and Spain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservative nonprofit backed by Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in Wisconsin. Building America's Future is spending $1.6 million on television ads in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, supporting Republican former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel. He's pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has overturned a death sentence.
The Supreme Court has thrown out Oklahoma inmate Richard Glossop's murder conviction and death sentence. Glossop was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1997 killing in Oklahoma City of his former boss, motel owner Barry Van Treese. Prosecutors say it was a murder-for-hire scheme. The justices heard arguments in October, and both lawyers for Glossop and the state argue the conviction and death sentence should be overturned because he did not get a fair trial. Glossop has always maintained his innocence. The victim's relatives told the high court they want to see Glossop executed. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Philadelphia's public transit system is moving forward with plans to test run bullet-resistant enclosures for drivers on city buses. It's part of an effort to provide more protection for drivers who often face violence and harassment from passengers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.